San Antonio's District 6 is on the far reaches of the city's west side. Melissa Cabello-Halverdov finished first in the May election with 46% of the vote. We're standing outside of a library during early voting. She's with some of her campaign staff talking to voters. She says her passion for civic government came during a walk with her grandfather.
I look up at him and I asked him, why don't you have any sidewalks in your neighborhood? And he looked down at me and said, porque no les importa. They don't care about us. And even as a little girl, that sparked a fire in me that burns to this day.
Halverdov is 44. She's lived in District 6 her entire life, and she's worked in the office of former San Antonio Mayor Ed Garza as a chief of staff for constituent services.
Helping people get their sidewalks, helping people get lights up. The things that people see when they look out their front door, that's what was important to me and continues to be as I look to the future as hopefully being the next city councilwoman.
One issue the council will likely take up is property tax reform. Halverdov says the most meaningful change would come from the appraisal district, which is separate from the city. She adds a city homestead exemption may not be enough for homeowners to see a difference on their tax bill, but would have a large impact on the city budget.
What worries me about it is that, okay, maybe I get my $30 back this year, but then we have this millions of dollars of decrease in the city budget, and our light, we can't get new lighting, we can't work on our drainage, we can't fix that pothole in front of your house, you know? And so that's what I worry about. And I've talked to a lot of homeowners. I'm basing all of my agenda on the residents of District 6 and what they're telling me.
Halverdov made the runoff last time against current councilman Greg Brockhaus. This time on the ballot is Andy Green. He's lived in District 6 since the mid-1980s. He's 59. In the May election, Green finished with 35%. He says that he wants to be a centrist voice on the city council.
Our city council right now is very progressive. While that's not a bad thing, it's totally that way. And so there's a lot of votes that just get ramrodded through because of that.
Green has worked in the city council offices for District 6 as a part-time staffer for the last 10 years. 8 under Councilman Ray Lopez, and nearly 2 years under Brockhaus.
I was Councilman Lopez's campaign manager in 2009, and he hired me immediately for transition, and then that changed to where I staffed him at the Metropolitan Planning Organization and also the Police and Fire Pension Board, and took on a number of neighborhoods.
Under Brockhaus, Green says that he was a liaison for 15 neighborhoods. This is Green's first run at a political office. He was still working for Brockhaus up until February when he filed to run for the seat. We're sitting at Papa's Burgers near Lackland Air Force Base on Enrique M. Barrera Parkway. This street was previously known as Old Highway 90. A council vote changed the name, which has been a contentious decision for the residents here. Green says that he believes the public should be allowed to have it changed back if they wish.
When that vote went through, we really didn't have a buy-in by all of the residents of this area, of Old Highway 90 and Enrique Barrera Parkway. They've done a study, they've done a vote, actually, and it was 97% to 3% that they want to have the name changed back. And if that's what they want, that's what we'll move forward with.
Green says that he would be in favor of a proposed homestead tax exemption for the city's property taxes. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.